This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. For baseball fans, April seems so very long ago. So much has happened to so many teams, and a lot has happened to Reed Gorecki. We first met him in April in our series following minor league ballplayers.
I'm pretty excited to get back on the field and play with these guys, you know. Show them one last shot, see what the kids got.
That one last shot started with an independent minor league team, the Long Island Ducks. Our colleague David Green caught up with Reed on a rainy night earlier this week.
When Reed Gorecki began his journey to make it to the major leagues this year, I don't think he expected things to end up here. I'm in Camden, New Jersey. This is the home of Campbell's Soup, and I'm standing at Campbell's Field. It's the stadium where the Camden River Sharks play. Reed Gorecki plays for Camden now. He was traded by the Long Island Ducks, and tonight was supposed to be one of the last games of the season, but it is raining, just sheets of rain out on the ball field. The game has been called off, so we're going to go find Reed. He just sent me a text that he's in Glassboro, New Jersey. I don't know what he's doing there, but we're going to go find him. Turns out after they canceled the game, Reed and some teammates bolted, and like groupies, we followed 20 miles away to Glassboro, New Jersey. The guys were hanging out at a former teammate's house.
What's up, Reed? You guys, you want to come in?
The guys were all sprawled out on a huge leather couch watching a ball game. Having been traded here, Reed's the new guy.
What's it like welcoming a new guy onto the team? I mean, it must happen so often that it's...
Usually it's pretty easy. With Reed, it's a little tougher because he's from New York, you know what I mean? He's kind of brassy individual, you know what I mean?
Reed does look and act like the guy you'd want playing the ball player in your baseball movie. A few weeks ago, his story took a turn. The Long Island Ducks traded him to Camden. He was sent packing by his hometown team just as they were getting ready for the playoffs.
I was shocked a little bit, you know. It was a little awkward. I was a little upset. Hometown kid. I got the short stick in the draw, and that's how it goes.
3 years ago, it was going well. Reed got his first major league hit with the Atlanta Braves, but his time in the big leagues was short. This season, at age 31, he decided to keep trying baseball. His parents have been putting some pressure on him.
My father wants me to get into selling cars. I was like, I don't really know how I feel about selling cars, but
why is he?
He said just for the fact that, you know, it's a good base salary and they have every benefit you can possibly imagine, you know, Kia. So,
a Kia dealership is not where he sees himself. Reed still feels at home on the ball field.
When we met in April, you said when the season was starting, give it one last shot, see what the kids got.
Did I really? That's a nice little quote right there.
I like it.
The course of the season showed me the roller coaster effect of emotions again, you know, with, you know, not hitting and not being consistent every day. But at the end of the season, I look back and I thought the season was pretty awesome. I don't know. I'm ready to give another shot next year. I kind of want to play winter ball. I got the itch back and maybe even go down south to Mexico or something in the spring and try my hand down there in the summer league.
When we did first talk, you know, you were taking an exam to possibly be a firefighter in New York City.
Yeah.
It felt like you were kind of seeing this as a last hurrah. What did you taste this year that makes you want to take another shot?
My first home run was really what made me feel it again. I was like, I didn't know how long it was going to take. It took me like 80 at-bats to hit my first home run. But then you get that feel, and that feels pretty good. So that kept me going for a little while.
And the grind on a night like this, day after day, I mean, if when people ask you what makes it worth it, I mean, what do you say?
Going 3-for-4 with a couple RBIs, a couple stolen bases, it's not much better feeling. It drives you to the next at bat. You keep that feel going. That's when you get hot, and that's what you keep playing for. You play to get hot. Play to step in the batter's box and have a pitcher scared to throw your fastball. And baseball makes me happy. So I'm going to continue to do that until I can't.
Reed Gorecki, his season ends this weekend, and he'll be facing the team that traded him, the Long Island Ducks. So he'll watch his former teammates gearing up for the playoffs.
something he'll try for again next season.
That's our Morning Edition colleague, David Green.